Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. When it comes to eBay education and inspiration, there's nothing like soaking it up firsthand, and like just like Joseph DeMarco did at eBay's We Are 20 Seller Summit. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's, and he's here to give us his take on the event. Joe, it was a long way from New Jersey all the way to the other coast. Tell us about your experience at We Are 20.
Well, hello, Griff. Hello, Lee. How are you guys doing today?
Doing
pretty
peachy.
Good. Thanks.
And Griff, you're correct. It was a long trip that entailed changing planes in Phoenix. And you know I'm not a big fan of flying.
Hey, listen, people from your area used to make it in covered wagons.
Yeah, well.
True.
In the snow.
And they didn't have flight attendants.
Really?
Right.
But I'm going to tell you guys, it was well worth coming, and I would do it again, and I will do it again.
Oh, fantastic.
Everything about the event was great. If I had to name the one thing that impressed me the most, I would have to say it is the way every eBay employee treated us. They treated us like we were a member of their family and a valued seller, and like they cared about each and every one of us. And I mean not just the regular customer service reps, but I'm talking about some of the high-end reps as well. Could I elaborate?
Yeah, go. That's why we're here. Yes, sure.
Well, as you know, we heard a talk from Hal Lawton and Devin Wenig, and they were telling us how we were going to be going to a party across the hall, and I had no idea that there was going to be any party. So that right there surprised me. So as we walked out of the conference room, we were greeted, as you know, by the eBay clapping tunnel, which was hundreds of eBay employees cheering us on. And for those of you guys who did not go and did not see this, I urge you guys to watch the video I made. It's on the eBay Radio Facebook group. You will see eBay employees smiling, thanking us, and really cajoling us all the way across until we got to the party in the ballroom next door. And the party itself was probably one of the best parties I've ever been to in my life. There was food to die for. The bars, like Jason said, were all open and easily accessible. The camaraderie was great. You got to meet fellow sellers. And after the party, you got to meet the eBay employees in a special room. Now, I can't remember what the name of the room was where you'd go and meet the eBay staff.
Mm-hmm.
But not only did you get to meet the regular customer service reps, but I was fortunate enough to get one-on-one time with Stephen Bohm.
Oh, Steve Bohm, he's heads up. He's our VP in charge of customer support.
Exactly. Because what I did was something I did back when I went to eBay in Philly in 2012. I typed up a 4-page document of some little changes that I think might be helpful to both buyer and seller on eBay. And I bring these lists with me, and I give them out to the eBay service reps for their perusal, and hopefully they'll like some of the ideas. So I know Steve is big in eBay Motors, and that's where I sell all my items, are on eBay Motors.
Yeah.
So I showed him the list, and Steve was so impressed with one of my ideas, he immediately took out a pen and started drawing a diagram on the back of how he might implement this change on eBay Motors itself. And I thought that was just great, that he cares that much and he's that interested in helping us.
Well, I'm not going to ask you what it was, but if it happens, will you let us know?
I most certainly will. And I was also fortunate enough to be invited to the eBay campus, and I talked to the eBay Motors staff, and I also gave them copies of the same note that I typed up, and they were very receptive as well.
That's fantastic. Oh, I wish I had been there.
You know, Griff, you and Lee were so well missed, and I also signed the card that was hanging on the wall. I don't know if you
happened
to see it.
So I haven't talked about it because I'm having the people here at eBay put it up on the wall in the radio room. But I got a great vinyl big card that's addressed to me, and it has all these great little faces and little bubbles where thought bubbles or speech bubbles where people can sign their names. And I was very touched. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I was happy to do it.
I think they were going to give you that at Roaring Twenties, at the Roaring Twenty
yes.
party.
Yes, and of course I
you
wasn't
were not there.
There. No, I wasn't there.
That's a bad feeling. It is, and we knew it. You and I knew this was going to happen.
And we made a decision, or I made the decision, that we wouldn't mention that we weren't going to be there because we didn't want to make it an issue. So that's how that worked. Yeah, we didn't want to make it a big issue.
And I was almost going to go, but I was just so not feeling well. So there you have it. Betsy represented eBay Radio for us very well.
eBetsy does a very good job representing.
She had a big button on that says, ask me about eBay Radio. And people
I thought for a minute you were going to say she had a big butt and then move on, but that wouldn't...
No, that wouldn't have been nice.
That's what it sounded
like. Since we all do.
Well...
It's the Big Butt Radio team, actually.
The big, so she had a big butt ton on. Yeah.
So, Joe, you know, we've known you for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Through eBay Radio. And, of course, you came to our event in June. How much do you think that events like this, our event in June and listening to eBay Radio, how important do you think they are for a new seller?
I think they're extremely important. And I think eBay Radio is actually an undiscovered natural resource for any eBay seller because, I hate to say it, but there's quite a few eBay sellers that do not know.
Never heard of us.
Well, that's our that's the success of our stealth marketing campaign.
We call it stealth marketing campaign.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
Well, you know, I give you guys a shout out almost every Friday on my videos because I'm such a big fan of your show.
I saw that.
I love eBay Radio. It's the only place where you can call in and commiserate with fellow sellers and eBay employees such as yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate all the nice things you've said, Joe.
Absolutely.
Today and also in the past. So tell us about how your business is going. First of all, for new listeners, tell them what you sell on eBay. And, I mean, he's known as Hubcap Joe. You know, he doesn't sell women's dresses, obviously. Tell us what you sell and how you're doing.
Well, yes, I sell hubcaps in eBay Motors. And I joined eBay back in 1999 just as a part-time seller, just to pay for a few little extras. But as the internet grew and as eBay grew and as I grew, I was listing more and more and more on eBay. And I currently have over 1,100 items listed on eBay. And I'm proud to say that I make sales every single day of the week. Some days are busier than others, but I'm going to tell you, this year, 2015, has been unusually good for eBay. I don't know what's going on, but my sales are just rocking through the roof.
It's because you've been on eBay Radio.
Yes, that's it.
It's got to be it.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
That's it.
I often run out of things, and yesterday, for example, I had to go to a junkyard just to replenish stock. I have to go at least once, maybe once a week, once or every 2 weeks, just to go and buy more merchandise to have ready to sell and list on eBay. Yeah.
So do you have a brick-and-mortar store?
Yes, I have a brick-and-mortar store in Oradell, New Jersey. It's a small store where I serve local people that come in and need hubcaps for their cars. But like I said, with the birth of the internet and ever-expanding eBay, it gave me a whole new audience. I would say most of my shipping goes out to California, Texas, and Florida. Those are my three key states.
I wonder why.
Well, they're the three biggest, I think, and because a lot of people really care about their cars out in California.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, they love them out there.
Well, they also have to take special care of them, as you do in parts of New Jersey, because if you live close to the water.
Yes, we get quite a lot of road salt here from the snow, and it tends to rust the cars.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see many classic cars out here like you do where you guys are.
What were you doing before you started selling hubcaps? Is that what you've always done?
No, I've had other jobs besides this. I used to work in a supermarket. I worked in a couple of stores in the mall, but I've always been in retail, and I've always sold hubcaps, even when I was a teenager in high school.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Now, here's a man who found his niche selling on eBay from something he had already been involved in.
Well, I picked up my first hubcap when I was 5 years old in the Bronx, New York. I was walking to Hills under the L on Westchester Avenue with my aunt.
Oh, know it well.
Oh, you know it?
I know. Yeah. Listen, my grandmother lived on 163rd and Tiffany in the Bronx.
Okay, then you do know the area.
Yes.
So we're walking to the supermarket, and a Pontiac goes driving by, this old rattle trap of a car, and the left front hubcap comes rolling off, and it lands right on the sidewalk where we're walking.
Oh, my. That's what a... Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's true. So the driver, he stops the car, and he backs up, but he's too lazy to get out and look for it. And I notice he's already missing two on the passenger side, so now number three is missing, and he just drives away. So on the way home, I picked it up, and I carried it back to the apartment, and from that day, I started my thing.
Do you still have that hubcap?
No, but people ask that question a lot.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It'd be cool if you did.
Did you sell it as a kid?
No. Not as a kid. When I was little like that, I didn't sell them. I just collected them as a hobby.
See, the difference between Joe and many other kids of his age is he waited till they fell off the car.
Yes, definitely. This is not the Jets here.
My friends used to carry little crowbars around with them. They did that. I wasn't involved.
Oh, no.
No, I never stole anything.
No,
No, I never did.
I didn't either. Joseph DeMarco, known on eBay as Hubcap Joe's, thank you so much for coming back on. We look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Joe. This segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast. Coming up next, it's open phones at 888-723-4630. Call us. We're talking about eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.